You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Podcast interview series. My name is Steve Botcher, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Paul Stalteri. Paul is the Canadian men's national team's all-time appearance leader with 84 caps, a Gold Cup winner with Canada, and an experienced veteran defender who's had a distinguished playing career in England and Germany with storied clubs such as Werder Bremen, Tottenham Hotspur, Fulham, and Borussia Mönchengladbach. In this interview, Paul and I discuss his current fitness after recently undergoing arthroscopic surgery, his plans with respect to continuing his professional playing career, Canada's upcoming World Cup qualifiers, Canada's recent performance at the 2011 Gold Cup, and his thoughts on becoming Canada's all-time caps leader. And now, Paul Stalteri. Paul, it has recently been reported that you underwent arthroscopic surgery and that you're currently undergoing physiotherapy to regain your full fitness. How is the rehabilitation process coming along?
With where I am at what point at the point I am post surgery, so you know, I didn't know what to expect, obviously, never having gone under the knife before, never having undergone any kind of a procedure, but I'd have to say I'm relatively pleased with where I am, and there's been no setback so far, which is a very good we're in a very good situation, well on the road to a full recovery.
News of the injury has only recently come to light, and I'm wondering how long it's affected you and maybe how much of a role the injury played into the fact that you didn't get to play as much with Borussia Mönchengladbach over the last couple of years as you probably hoped to.
Well, a lot of things led to last season, which was a complete write-off, but that was something completely different than football. It's probably more of a political decision and situation at the club, which affected me more than anything on the pitch, really. But without getting into major detail on that, no, I wouldn't have to say that the injury affected last season at all. That was definitely something more within myself and the club that had the problems occurred.
Recent reports have stated that you actually had two surgeries done for the injury. In terms of the medical process, why did you have to go through two surgical processes?
Well, it was both sides were affected, so they had to. They couldn't really operate. They couldn't operate on both sides at once. It was just, probably too much for the body to handle. So I had to do one side. Both sides were the exact same procedure, and I had to do one and wait about the 6 weeks that they wanted to give the body to heal, and then do the other side. So it was definitely a little bit frustrating knowing that you had to do it all over again, but the second one has gotten the recovery seems to be a lot quicker than the first one, so that I'm pleased with quite dearly, really.
You've mentioned via your website that you expect to make a full recovery and return to professional football. While many have speculated that the MLS might be a good league for you to continue your career in, you do have a family and have been settled in Germany for a number of years. With all of that in mind, I'm wondering if you've been able to give much thought as to what leagues you might be considering for when you do return to professional football.
When I do return, I'm considering all options at the moment. Right now, I haven't given too much thought as to where I'd like to play or what league I'd like to play in. I'm, you know, most of my thoughts throughout the day and most of my time, especially on an everyday basis, is being focused on the rehabilitation and making a full recovery and making sure when I get back on the pitch that I'm 120%. So that, putting that aside, and hopefully that goes the way according to plan, then definitely I'll consider all options at that time. Obviously, we've been over in Europe for a number of years now, and we're quite settled here. So we'll cross those roads when it comes to it, and when, you know, obviously we know that it's going to need a decision is going to be
One player who has been in the news a lot here in Toronto is former German international Torsten Frings, who you're probably very familiar with and who recently signed with Toronto FC. He immediately has worn the captain's armband and taken a leadership role with the club. Frings is just probably a little bit older than you, less than a year, and while he looks like he's lost maybe a step from his younger years, he's made a huge impact with TFC with his leadership and experience. Do you feel your experience and leadership qualities are the qualities that could enable you to have a similar positive effect with a lot of clubs at this point in your career?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said, bearing in mind, as soon as I'm back to full fitness, I think I've got a good feeling, and I'm convinced, the surgeon's convinced, and the physios that I've been working with are convinced I'll come back fitter and stronger and quicker than even before the operation. So, having said that and keeping that in mind, with obviously having the experience behind me as well, could only lead to a good acquisition for a club in a situation who needs a kind of player like me. So hopefully that helps, for sure.
Is there a specific timetable as to when you can resume sort of full regular training?
No, right now it's because I underwent both sides, and they always tend not to put too much of a timetable on these things because of each individual body kind of heals a little bit different, and it's a new surgery, and there's ongoing research onto the rehabilitation time and how long it takes. So obviously it's nothing. I'm not returning in the next month or 6 weeks, but I'm hoping that in another couple of months I'm going to have a really good idea as to where I am and what, and then hopefully be able to put a timetable on it after that. But I think I'll have a good idea first and foremost after another couple of months, and that gives me a good idea, because I'll be starting to slowly get back onto the pitch and doing some a lot more ball work by them, and hopefully have a relatively good idea as to how far away I am after that.
Stephen Hart has said on a number of occasions that you and he are regularly in contact, and that when you do join a team and resume playing well again, you'll be eligible for selection for Canada. Will a desire to continue to represent Canada factor into which team or league you ultimately decide to sign with?
No, I don't think it'll be. I don't think it'll, which league or which team is a big factor. I think as long as I'm playing at a high and a good level that the national team and Steven are happy with, that goes to saying for any player that's affected within the national team. So I don't think which exact or specific league will weigh on the manager's mind. As long as you're playing at a good level, at a high level, like any other player, week in and week out, and you've proven your fitness, then definitely hoping that's enough to convince the manager to give you another to bring you back into the fold. Like you said, myself and Steven have a good relationship over the years. We worked together for a number of years now, and he knows exactly where I am at my current situation with the injury. So we're in contact, and we'll continue to do that until I'm fit again.
Canada is about to embark upon another round of World Cup qualifying. And it sounds like that first round of World Cup qualifying, in September, October, November is probably going to be a bit of a stretch. But playing in some of the later rounds, is that something that you're excited and focused on possibly doing?
Yeah, definitely. I'm hoping that the boys can get through this first round of qualifying. It's not a situation where everyone thinks most people are writing the games off and thinking you're into the next round. Obviously, these games still got to be played. You still have to top the group, which is always a little bit tricky. If you come across one or two bad results with a few injuries, you never know what can happen in World Cup qualifiers. So first and foremost is to get by in this first round of qualifying. And hopefully by then I'll be ready to go and be ready for selection, without a doubt.
Your injury prevented you from playing in the most recent Gold Cup. I'm wondering, did you get the chance to watch many of the matches from the tournament? And if so, what are some of your thoughts on the 2011 Gold Cup?
The first match match I missed. I was still over here. Just I think the first match I was just still recovering from the first operation, so I missed that pretty much entirely. Other than the highlights, the other two I was back in Canada for, so I watched them on the TV. I mean, it was things didn't go obviously according to how the team would have liked. It was a tough one, but in saying that, you were probably only a minute away from going through the next round, and then you never know after a quarterfinal game what could happen. So I think it was a bit disappointing at times, but against Panama, the team showed some good stuff. I thought they were the better team on the day. I thought that was their best performance of the tournament, but just couldn't close it out in the last minute or so. You would have found yourself into the next round, and who knows what could happen. We could have been speaking about an entirely different Gold Cup. So in saying that, it wasn't obviously never good when you don't get out of the group and you're not contending in a quarterfinal game, but we'll have to learn from those, learn from that. I mean, we've had very, very successful Gold Cups in the past, and unfortunately not so much going into World Cup qualifying after that, so maybe this time things may change.
Many have classified Canada's performance at the Gold Cup as one in which the team had a lot of excellent possession but was ultimately undone by poor finishing, a few mistakes, and some unlucky bounces. Do you think that possession approach is the way to go in the type of heat that is common to most CONCACAF countries, so you aren't always chasing down the ball on other teams in fatiguing warm weather?
Well, no, I think over the last number of years, the team is the Canadian team is a different team than the image they've had in the past. It's we've been able to keep the ball against some of the best teams in CONCACAF. Just for one reason or another, sometimes we haven't come out with the right result in the bigger games. But in any international football at any level, even at club level, I mean, you have to be able to keep the ball. You can't be chasing it. For the majority of the game and expect to get results in those kind of climates and those kind of situations. I mean, you have to be able to try to quiet the cloud a little bit and keep the ball. But in saying that, by keeping the ball, you still have to be able to have a situation where it's effective. And in the end, just keeping the ball obviously is not effective enough. The team is just going to let you play with the ball if you're not going to be able to create chances. So in the end, that is still your goal, is to keep the ball, but in terms of also having in mind that you need to create a chance and score a goal throughout the possession.
It's been over a year since you and I last spoke, and I'd like to congratulate you on becoming the all-time caps leader for Canada. You earned that distinction in Canada's victory over Honduras last September. Now that you've had a little bit of a chance to reflect upon that achievement, what does it mean to you as a player and as a Canadian?
No, obviously, you hold that up in a great honor in your career. It's something that when you start your career to hit such a number, especially early on in your career when Canada, we weren't playing that many games a season. We were definitely limited to a lot of games, so it was always a tough record for most players to approach. And I'm very pleased with it. I think I'm pleased. One of the things I'm really take most pride in is the fact of the number of starts and the number of 90 minutes that I've played within those 80 odd games, or 84, 85 games, whatever it is. I think the number of starts and the number of minutes I've played is something that I take into more pride than even the actual caps itself, because there's not that many substitute appearances, not many few minute appearances, and I think that shows that each time I've been in, I've been a regular on the manager's team sheet, and that's something I pride myself in. And obviously, it's a great honor to hold that, and something I hope after this injury I can build on. We'll